This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Mexico, hundreds of painters and sculptors pay tribute each year to an unusual patron of the arts, the taxman. Under Mexican law, some artists are allowed to cover their income taxes by donating works to the government. The decades-old program was set up to protect artists and to promote Mexican culture. NPR's Jerry Haddon has the story from Mexico City.
In the outdoor patio of an old colonial-style house in the capital, 29-year-old artist Rodrigo Cruz Garcia is sanding a piece in his latest installation, a series of elaborate wooden church facades that explore the theme of purgatory. They're large structures, more than 9 feet tall, but the one he's sanding is a small replica. With it, he'll pay last year's taxes.
En este caso me tocó hacer eso también por la cuestión de los tamaños, porque las obras que tengo.
With this series, I had to reproduce a small-scale model of my work because of the large sizes, he says. I could never have shipped a piece to the tax offices. They're not so easy to lift. Cruz Garcia is one of over 100 Mexican artists who each year sidestep traditional tax paperwork by paying in kind with art. A national commission of prominent artists and community members decides whether an artist's work is of high enough quality for the program. Cruz Garcia says he appreciates the simplicity of the artist's plan.
En este caso nada más se reduce a los números de tantas obras vendidas y tantas que hay que entregar.
It all comes down to how many pieces you've sold, he says. Based on that, you give a certain number of your works. It's comfortable. Also, by giving art, you don't lose cash, he says, and cash is what most artists often lack. For every 6 pieces an artist produces, the government gets 1. It was an artist's cash shortage that inspired the program. In 1957, Mexican painter Raúl Anguiano was to be jailed for failing to pay his taxes. A friend intervened on his behalf, suggesting to Mexico's tax authorities that artists be permitted to pay with their works. That friend was the renowned painter and muralist David Siqueiros. Since then, the Mexican government has amassed over 8,000 works of art. These days, the works are on permanent display in the former seat of Mexico's archbishop, a stately 16th-century stone building just off Mexico City's central colonial plaza. The walls here are covered with paintings and prints by Mexican masters such as Rufino Tamayo, Diego Rivera, and José Luis Cuevas. Sculptures by contemporary artists like Marta Palau inhabit the hallways and corners. José Ramón San Cristóbal is the director of the Art for Taxes program. He says the works by these great names gain in value over time, making the program well worthwhile. This museum is a reflection of the art and culture of our country, he says. I think it's more valuable for us to have artists paying taxes this way, enriching our national heritage, than to have their work stay on the market. San Cristobal points out that these works can never be sold, but they can travel. Parts of the exhibit are on tour across Mexico. This summer, 4 pieces will go to France. Despite the program's successes, some small-name artists complain that it unfairly favors the well-established over the young and avant-garde. Jorge Galaviz is a young painter in Mexico City who's had just a few exhibitions. He says Mexico's tax authorities rejected his attempt to pay with a portrait. I have my prices set by the gallery that sells my art, he says, but the tax commission said no, my piece was worth less. But it was my legal price, he says, I didn't invent it. Program director San Cristobal says the commission must stick to high standards to prevent abuses of the system. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.